नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, टुडे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग आवर शीरोज ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ इंटरनेशनल वुमेन्स डे। news18.com हैज पुट टुगेदर अ सीरीज ऑफ स्टोरीज बीइंग अ वुमन टू सेलिब्रेट वुमनहुड इन टुडेज इंडिया। मीट सीमा, 27, who is one of the first women who was trained and employed by Even Cargo, a startup that offers delivery services for e-commerce companies. All of its half a dozen delivery personnel are women. Anne Frank's account of her days in the secret annex and how she dealt with her life when confined by space, relationships, and the lack of opportunities gave a woman courage and hope. Here, she writes about her best friend in her darkest days. Iram Agha writes a piece on her reporting days in Aligarh and her struggles with battling everyday sexism. No matter which police station she called or visited for a story, she was greeted as, "Haan Iram bhaiya, bolo." Yes, brother, tell me. This was replicated in AMU as well, when some people would call her or Iram Agha sahab, "Kal kya likh rahe hain aap?" When Madonna released her album Music 2001, the one song that captured everyone's mind was What It Feels Like for a Girl. This was before Me Too happened and the way before women started going out on night walks to occupy public spaces. Madonna taught young women that it's all right to be a girl gone wild. From turning brothels into classroom to adventure biking, meet the seven women who are breaking the barrier. On the day when Andhra Pradesh CM Chandrababu Naidu warned of severing ties with the NDA, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley reached out to him saying the centre will stand by all its commitments regarding the funds that were promised to the state after its beautification. However, he added a rider saying, sentiments do not define the quantum of funds, as the centre has to look at a number of things. After Karnataka CM Siddaramaiya reportedly refused to give technocrat Sam Pitroda a nomination for Karnataka, Congress is most likely to nominate him from Gujarat. The BJP released a list of 8 candidates for the upcoming elections to the Rajya Sabha to be held in 6 different states. 5 of the 6 states for which candidates have been announced have BJP governments, while the 6th has a BJP alliance in power. Among the big names that feature on the list is that Finance Minister Arun Jaitley. Jaitley is currently a Rajya Sabha MP from Gujarat, where he was elected to the upper house in April 2012. His term ends next month and instead of seeking re-election from Gujarat, he will be nominated from Uttar Pradesh. An imposing statue of communist icon Vladimir Lenin, which was pulled down by a group of people in South Tripura's Bilonia, will be kept at the premises of the municipal body, a top official has said. The nearly 11 feet tall fiberglass statue was brought down at Bilonia town, headquarters of South Tripura district, days after the BJP's victory in the assembly elections in Tripura, where a 25-year-long communist government was ousted. After Lenin and Periyar statues, a statue of P.R. Ambedkar was vandalized in Meerut's district's Mawana Khurd. Uttar Pradesh police swung into action and rushed a team to the spot to avoid any untoward incident. However, sources said that it is not a fallout of any political vendetta, but related to local caste tension. With by-elections in Uttar Pradesh's Phulpur and Gorakhpur inching closer, all the political parties and their leaders are continuously camping in the two constituencies and are leaving no stone unturned in order to garner support for the candidates. While addressing in the public in Gorakhpur, Akhilesh Yadav said that all of a sudden we have become Saap, Snake, and Chuchundar, Shoe, after the pre-poll alignment. Shares of Adani Group companies plunged by up to 8%, wiping out over Rs 9,000 crore in the market value after BJP MP Subramaniam Swamy called Gautam Adani the biggest NPA trapeze artist in PSUs. The India-China bilateral trade has reached $84.44 million last year, a historic high notwithstanding bilateral tensions over a host of issues including the Doklam standoff. Sri Lanka declared a nationwide state of emergency after anti-Muslim riots left two people dead and more than 100 homes and shops ablaze in the popular hill of resort of Kandy. Realizing the gravity of the situation in their country and how their message of peace could inspire many, cricketing legends Mahila Jayawardena, Kumar Sangakkara and Sanath Jayasurya took to Twitter to condemn the violence. Dear Indian cricketers, can you please take note? Agree or disagree? The arguments for and against CBI's demand for Karthi Chidambaram's custody were now over. The special CBI judge was writing the order in his chamber. In the courtroom of a milieu of lawyers, journalists, congressmen from Tamil Nadu and CBI sleuths were all waiting and chit-chatting. Also present there was Karthi Chidambaram sitting about 10 feet away from his parents. This was a welcome break after 5 days of sustained custodial interrogation. The attempt at keeping a brave front was clear, but the fear in the Chidambaram camp was visible and palpable. How long will he able to remain strong? How many days before he breaks down? That a statue of Irode Venkata Ramaswamy, aka Periyar, can be defaced in the heart of Dravidian political landscape, where even an objective criticism of him or his ideology is unacceptable, sends shockwaves. While the BJP has distanced itself from the act, and Mr. Raja even reportedly claimed that he did not post such a message, both cannot deny their deep discomfort and hatred for Periyar and Dravidian ideology. In every way, what Periyar represents and what he has left behind is an enormous fundamental barrier to Hindutva's march towards Kanyakumari. His legacy remains in strong control over the state's polity, and this is why Periyar isn't Lenin and Tirupatur isn't Tripura.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.